Welcome to Lunchtime Classics, broadcast live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Carol Larson.
Thank you, Alan. Welcome, everyone, to Lunchtime Classics. As you know, I'm Carol Larson, delighted to be here with you today for this live concert. And this is the last of the live concerts for the year. We'll be having Wednesday afternoon archived concerts and start up again live in September. And today's concert features Pas de Deux, pianist Joanna Ximenes and Teresa Tedder performing music for piano four hands. And their first pieces were written actually by Teresa Tedder, and they are two dances from a suite that she wrote called Danse des Étoiles, or Dances of the Stars. And the two dances are the Mischievous Dance and the Dance of Adoration. Here now is our pianists Joanna Ximenes and Teresa Tedder.
Thank you.
And that was pianist Gianna Ximenez and Teresa Tedder performing music for piano four hands, written by Teresa Tedder from the Suite Danse des Étoiles. We heard the Mischievous Dance and the Dance of Adoration. And Teresa, can you come up and kind of talk to us about how that how the idea of the Danse des Étoiles started?
Well, I have an overactive imagination, and I think that the stars are people of the past.
Oh.
And I imagined that the very young stars, the first piece, the mischievous stars, are excited about coming out at dusk, and they're flitting all across the sky. If you could see us play this, we start at the very top of the piano and go to the very bottom, as if that is the sphere, the universe. Mm-hmm. And then the second piece, which is much slower, of course, is if you can imagine the older stars coming out after sunset and bowing in adoration of the Creator. That is the idea.
Yes. And how many are in that suite? Totally?
There will be a total of four.
Four in the suite. Yes. You did those two. Yes. Well, it sounded very mischievous, I should say.
Thank you.
And you looked very mischievous playing it. We're going to continue on now with the next piece, La Jota. Do you want to talk about that?
This is by Gottschalk. Our whole program today is American music, and we didn't feel like we could do a program without him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he was phenomenal as a performer. I think that he was okay as a composer. this piece is, again, a dance. And we get tickled at some of his markings. He tells us to play misterioso while we're playing the same chord for 20 bars. So how can you mysteriously play a 5-7 chord for 20 bars?
It's a challenge.
Yes, okay. And, you know, I think he wrote this with that idea of close contact with his students, because Joanne and I are very, very close sometimes, and, you know, that was part of that whole 19th century duet writing, is that it was socially unacceptable for male and female to be close or to touch, but if you were playing the piano,
different story.
Yes, then it was just fine. So it also, you know, features the primo part is much more difficult than the secundo, which obviously was Gottschalk's part. Mm. In all of his duet music, we find that to be true.
Interesting, quite interesting. Well, here are pianists Joanna Ximenez and Teresa Tedder playing music for piano four hands. This is La Jota, a Caprice Espanol by Gottschalk.
Thank you.
right here on Lunchtime Classics, the music of Luis Gottschalk, La Jota, a Spanish caprice, performed here by pianist Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez. Well, why don't you both come up and talk to us a little bit about these next two pieces by Samuel Barber. I noticed one movement is called Pas de Deux, and that is your name. Did you like this piece so much you decided to take that name, or how did that come about?
Barber was born in 1910 in Pennsylvania, and he wrote this ballet suite, and there are six movements to this suite, and we have chosen two to play here, a tango and then pas de deux, a slower movement. And I'll let Teresa tell you about this. She had the idea of calling us pas de deux.
When we first started performing, we decided that we needed to call ourselves something other than Joanna and Teresa. So we were working on this set of pieces. We were going to Brazil to play American music down there. And this is a very, very slow dance. And Barber wrote this to where it's actually, we had to choreograph the hands, and which is how we got the idea, because we spend as much time working on how we're going to play what as we do working out the notes. And so I said, oh, Joe, we can just call ourselves the dance for two, the pas de deux, because the hands are dancing. Yes,
exactly. Well, I've noticed also when you were performing, there's not a lot of real estate there when your hands are going under each other and over each other.
No, there's not.
Turning pages at the same time. Yeah. Very interesting. Okay, well, let's hear this wonderful piece by Samuel Barber, Souvenir, a ballet suite. We're going to hear Pas de Deux and the Hesitation Tango. Here are pianists Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez.
Thank you.
Hesitation Tango from the ballet suite Souvenir by Samuel Barber. Wonderful music here. Performing pianists Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez. Well, our next work here that they're going to perform really needs no introduction. It's the ever beautiful Summertime from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin. And this was arranged by pianist Teresa Tedder. You're listening to Lunchtime Classics featuring pianists Joanna Ximenez and Teresa Tedder. And that was music by George Gershwin from Porgy and Bess, The Beautiful Summertime, wonderfully arranged here. Thank you, Teresa, by pianist Teresa Tedder. And you heard pianist Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez, they call themselves Pas de Deux, playing music for piano four hands. And do you want to come up now and just talk about the next two groups and where we're going with those? We've got The Homage to Thomas Campion and Sixpence by Jackson Berkeley, an American composer I'm not very familiar with. And then after that, some wonderful things arranged by you, Teresa.
Jackson Berkey is the keyboardist for Mannheim Steamroller. Do you all know Mannheim Steamroller?
Oh, that's
yeah,
really cool,
okay.
I should say.
He's written a lot of music, a lot of choral pieces, and of course his beloved, as he calls her, his wife is a pianist as well, so he writes a lot for her. So this first piece that we'll do by him is called Homage to Thomas Campion, based on a poem by Campion in the 15th, 16th century, long time ago. And it is a sacred poem, View Me, Lord, a Work of Thine. Joanna and I do a lot of sacred concerts as well, and we usually open with this piece because we feel like that God was good to us with our musical gifts, and we want God to view us as his work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So again, Jackson Berkey is the composer, and we're going to do...
And then the next one.
Yes.
totally opposite. Totally
Sixpence.
Opposite. Sixpence, based on the children's nursery rhyme, Sing a Song of Sixpence, Pocket Full of Rye,
yes.
And it's wild and crazy. It's just wild and crazy. That's all I can tell you.
We got wild and crazy pianists. Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah. The music here of Jackson Berkey, homage to Thomas Campion, and then Sixpence. Pianists Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenes right here on Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
Two pieces by Jackson Berkey here, homage to Thomas Campion and Sixpence, and we heard pianists Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez. And this is Classical 90.5 WUOL Louisville. We are on the web at WUOL.org, Louisville's fine arts station. And this is Lunchtime Classics, our last live broadcast of the season. And we'll be giving you Wednesdays at noon our archived performances. I'll get that out. Come on over to the microphone. Let's talk about the next group. I'm looking here. They look like traditional American songs that Teresa arranged. And I want to talk a little bit about those. Jody, I think you're on. I'm Joanna.
Okay, the first one is Kentucky Dreams. It is an arrangement that Teresa did of five of Stephen Foster melodies. We began performing together in the spring of 2002 and went to Brazil in June of that year. And we wanted to take something, some compositions from the United States, and we also did Brazilian compositions as well as the European masters. But Stephen Foster is known in Brazil, and some of his melodies are sung, and so Teresa did this arrangement. The next one is I've Been Working on the Railroad, and I'll let you talk about that.
It's a very old one. I remember that one.
Yes,
all
it
the,
is.
All the Live Long Day, All the Day Long Day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've Been Working on the Railroad, and you need to think of the words when you're listening to this. We wrote this as a companion piece to a Villa-Lobos piece about the little train in the countryside, so we wanted to do an American train as well. And so it's a tongue-in-cheek piece. It's written with quotes of other music. Dinah, Won't You Blow, when you hear the call to the ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's full of musical jokes. And the last one is
Simple Gift of Grace.
And this is almost a quote a bit of Amazing Grace and the American Shaker melody, Simple Gifts.
Well, great. We'll have you go back to the piano there. We have Kentucky Dreams, I've Been Working on the Railroad, The Simple Gift of Grace, three pieces arranged by Teresa Tedder. Here are pianists Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez on Classical 90.5. Thank you. And that was pianists calling themselves Pas de Deux, pianist Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez, in several melodies by American composers, and we heard them arranged here wonderfully, I should say, by Teresa Tedder. Those are fantastic. For those of you who are listening and not in the audience here, you did see this is a ballet of the hands. Their hands are crossing, they're under over. It's amazing how you both work together. It's just it's a really beautiful ballet, I should say. Well, the next piece, we're going to go right into that one. This is a fun piece by Scott Joplin. Did you want to talk about that one, Joanna?
We are going to jump to the Chip Davis pieces.
Arranged by Jason Berkey. Jackson Berkey. And you want to talk about those? Because I'm not familiar with these. They're Frenetic Energies, Nostalgia, and Thermal Inversion. Okay.
Once again, we're going to Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller. They wrote a series of a set of pieces called Fresh Air 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Some of you may have those CDs. And this is from Fresh Air 2, I think. And it's New Age rock and roll. So when Joanna and I, two classically trained pianists, started trying to play this, it was quite interesting. Actually, it was hilarious. But we have grown to absolutely adore these pieces. They're some of our favorite in our repertoire. And we've got them arranged fast, slow, fast.
Wonderful. And they are pieces by Chip Davis, arranged by Jackson Berkey, Frenetic Energy, Nostalgia, and Thermal Inversion. Pianists here on Classical 90.5, Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez. Thank you. Well, it looks like we do have time to do the Scott Joplin after all. Great. This is A Mexican Serenade Solace by Scott Joplin. Pianist Teresa Tedder and Joanna Ximenez here on Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
And that was the music of Scott Joplin, Solace, a Mexican serenade, performing here pas de deux, pianists Teresa Tedder and Joanna Jimenez, one piano, four hands. Thank you so much for being here. This is our last Lunchtime Classics live, as I said before, but we will be bringing you archived programs at noon again every Wednesday until September, where we'll start live performances again. Thank you so much, Joanna and Teresa. It's been a pleasure having you here. Wonderful music. We really enjoyed it. One more hand for them. And this is Carol Larson returning the microphone now to Alan Brandt in the WUOL studio. Thank you.